This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Scalar and Toothrow, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hi. I'm sorry. Bonjour, hi. You are watching or listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available to you on the damn planet. I am so excited that y'all are here right now. I'm so excited that I'm going to be giving you that live tent you live for. If you like what you're getting, because we're about to talk this new international season of Canada v. the World, please support us by throwing us some coins. You can throw me some coins at Mono Agapion on Venmo. And you can throw Oscar some coins at Ozzymo on Venmo. You know, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Hey, let's get into this. I gotta invite Sis in here so we can chit-chat this absolutely insane a moment in the Drag Race. Well, she hasn't asked to join yet. Oh, there she is. Let me review this request and get her in. You love her. You need her, and somehow she keeps slaying the runway every single
Hello,
day.
Hello, uglies.
Okay, no, that's not wrong.
Hello,
wrong,
uglies.
Wrong podcast.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
We're not covering that show.
What do you mean? I thought we were...
Haven't you heard of the show Dracula's? Haven't you heard of the show with the Bubbly Brothers, Dracula's?
Yeah, no, that's what we're covering.
No, Mono, you told me All Stars, and I just assumed it was... I am speaking, and you will speak when I'm done.
No Hello Uglies?
No, we're doing Canada versus the World, bitch. But I am watching. I am watching the Dragulas, it's funny.
Who's going to win it?
Maybe Hoso. Well, okay. Okay. Wow. You are chaos right now. I don't know what pills they feed you on the HBO Max set, but you need to jump off your meds. Who do you think is gonna win?
That's very cute.
Who do you think is going to win?
Well, that's very cute.
Can you answer the fucking question?
Listen. Victoria Black is going to win this one.
Okay. She's incredible.
That's the whole narrative, I think.
But the narrative is so... those are both all of those. I agree. That's the top three. But all of those... I feel like Victoria is so predictable that will she win? It's like everyone thinks she's going to win.
She's
and they
just
even
been
put it in the edit.
It on a level that's so...
Well,
superior over everyone else.
Not in the acting challenge, baby. Oh. That was...
But did anyone do a good job in the acting challenge?
I think so. I think they were right when they were like, oh, this team was good, this team sucked.
Yeah, absolutely. But still, that's like comparing the bread to Squirt Pillow. It's like...
Well, yeah, okay, but look, okay, it was, I'll tell you what it was better than, it was, I don't know, it was slightly better than Squirrel Games, that Squirrel Games acting challenge, which, Jesus, help us, it was
Who
bad.
Do you think is going to win that season?
Danny Beard. I think it's beard time. I think it's time for a beard. Who do you think is going to win?
I can see Danny winning it. I could also see Cheddar winning this. It's between the two of them. I mean, it's just like...
I want... Unless they goop us all and give it to Peppa.
Girl.
I mean, they could goop us and be like, girl. I mean, I would love that in my wildest dreams, girl.
But
I'm just saying, I could see RuPaul being like, this competition is about lip syncing.
Receipts.
And that is absolutely what you served
actually, this
us.
Is a check. It's a check because I make money. Because I make money and you
That's
don't.
Monopoly money, baby. Because
I make money and you
I
don't.
I see Mr. Moneybags okay? in the corner.
Because I make money and you don't. Okay. But also Venmo me.
Oh, okay. No, she doesn't need it. She said.
Someone said a sminty drop.
Sminty drop.
You know what? She was unfairly let go. I thought Sminty Drop did a really good job. I thought she's good. I want to see her in an All-Star season.
She was stunning. She was really stunning, but she was, you know, she really ate some shit there.
Ooh.
Unfortunately. Ooh. I'm still sad baby's gone. I know.
Baby wasn't in the...
I know.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but... was Baby in the Rose Challenge?
No. We've been in touch with the lawyers, and...
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
But I guess today we're talking Canada versus the
Hello,
World.
Hello, uglies. Dragula, right? Titans?
No, not that. We're going to talk Canada versus the World. This interesting, kooky, khaki cast.
Khaki?
Girl, they're kooky, khaki, and wacky.
You're making me laugh today, girl. I don't know what
Really?
You're making me
Again,
laugh.
Stop with the pills. You have to stop taking pills. Let's talk about these entrances. Should we? Sure. And then our opinions
As
on
we
what
talked
the
about this a little bit, but what did you think of this cast before that you saw the show?
Insanity. I thought it was insane.
Right?
I think it's a weird cast. I think it's
very
a really
strange.
Weird cast.
Full of it wasn't like All Star 6 where it was like strange.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I could see the dots being connected.
And
Canada
weirdly,
versus the World felt so like, what the fuck are y'all on?
It's weird. They're clearly plugging, like they clearly put Silky and Raja on the season just for the gag of their former sister is judging them. That's
exactly.
The gag.
But it felt so unimaginative too. It just felt like, oh, y'all just did it, so let's put you back in there again. It's like, can there be a time like penalty for queens who we just saw?
Absolutely.
It was great to see them both. It was great to see them both, and I love them both.
Yeah,
but we just saw them.
I
want to see them in later All-Star season.
We just saw them, and fucking Isis just won. I don't get that at all.
That part, girl,
that's so dumb. And she's not gonna win this one. She absolutely
won't. It would be the odds are stacked against her. There is no. How could a winner come back to do this shit again? Like,
because when she's in the bottom, someone's going to say, "I'm sorry, queen,
easy,
but you
easy.
Already had yours."
An easy elimination. Easy
You're spending
elimination.
Your Canada 100K that is not taxed. You have to go home.
Okay, Mike is saying Silky and Raj is still under contract. So
yeah, that's
okay,
true.
If they call them, they have to come. Yeah,
okay,
yeah. It's like us and UCB
under contract. Rita Baga, look, she looks better. She looks a lot better.
Yeah, she does.
I like,
but you know, she walked in and I was like.
Yeah, I don't get why she's here. I don't need this story.
She's fine in her season, and I was just like, okay.
But they love her.
Oh, they really do. I mean, I'm jumping all over the place. I don't give up. But does she deserve the win?
Something to ponder. Absolutely not.
Thank you. The plugging of overused girls and two basic Canadian girls. And one winner. Where are Vanda and Jeannie exactly?
Agreed. The erasure of Thailand continues.
I mean, it's trash.
It is trash. We do have Stephanie Prince coming in.
I'm excited to see what Stephanie has to offer. I mean, this episode wasn't her friend.
It was not her friend. But... she didn't do, I mean, okay, a lot of people did very well. So I didn't think she did, like, shit.
No, she would have been safe any other season.
Right. They were like, she looked stunning. And they were like, yeah, but you had to hold it on your head.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had to fucking hold it on my head.
And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, she did not deserve to be in the bottom two.
Not at all.
I'll switch it with somebody else that I'll talk about later.
Ooh, I'm excited. Okay, I'm glad Stephanie's here. I like her entrance look. It's cute. It's not changing drag, but it's cute.
It's cute. It's a little sort of like, okay. Okay, the theme was salad. So far.
Coming in. Now, why didn't she wear this for her queen look?
She looks so good.
This look is better than the other one she wore
for
the...
She looks so good.
Queen of the, you know.
I know. That, yeah, we'll talk about it later. But okay, but what do you think of Kendall Jenner?
I do think she was a silly choice for this cast.
Like, why?
Silly.
Why?
We have four Canada girls.
Why?
Very silly.
That's
I
half
don't
the cast.
Like, yeah, I don't
you know,
like it.
And you know, the reason is, so everyone in the chat, also hello everyone in the chat.
Hi.
The reason is that apparently it's impossible
and
to get Canadian.
Is yeah.
Oh, oof, 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 girl! Please do not do that again. And I mean,
what
interrupt
do you think,
me.
Randy?
And I mean, interrupt.
What do you think, Randy? Come on, please give me a yes. Please, Randy. I know I can do this. I know
it's,
I can do
it's
this.
It's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me.
Say what you were saying.
I thank you, Shannon Rose. I hate the name absolutely. I think, the reason why there's so many Canadian girls is that the Canadian visas were so hard to get for the international girls.
There were
other girls in the running for Canada, but they couldn't get their visas in time.
Damn.
So they quickly, and I don't know which girls they got to fill in last minute, but all, like two of the Canadian girls are last minute entries. I know that. So, and maybe Isis might be a last minute entry too. Maybe.
It's possible. I mean, look, her drag is fucking perfect. She is fully the winner. This purple and gold moment that she came in with.
She came stunning.
Stunning! Yeah, it's so weird. She's so gorgeous. I just don't know what story she has to tell after winning like 11 months ago.
That's the thing. It's like, not only did she win, she just won.
Right, it's not even like the Bibi Zahara Benet story.
Exactly, yes.
There's
it's
a
not
story
like I'm
going to
remind the generation. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And yes, don't get us wrong, because I think Mono and I were saying the same thing here. Isis is drop-dead gorgeous. She's stunning. She's an incredible performer.
And she's the best. She's the best.
She's the best.
And
thank
on
you.
Her
would
season,
prefer to see Eve 6000. Absolutely would love to see Eve 6000.
That would be funny.
I would love to see Eve 6000 come back. Sleep.
Thank you. Yeah, it is cool. It is crazy for Isis to be here. She looks amazing. But what the fuck are you doing here, bitch? You already won Canada.
But you know what? Here's the thing. We're all greedy little monsters, and we want more drag content. And here's a fierce queen giving us a fierce look. It would be one thing if she came in with a sloppy-ass look, and we'd be like, the fuck? But she came correct. The bitch is like, I have a title to defend, and she is defending it.
She is so far stunting, and she could have been in the top two.
And girl,
those
her best accessory was those damn lips. That she paid a lot of money for those lips.
And I thought they were juicy before.
They were already juicy, but you know, you got to make them juicier.
Okay, Anita Wiglet. I like Anita Wiglet.
What you gonna say, girl? Careful. Careful, girl, what you gonna say?
I like Anita Wiglet. And I have to say that this already, her presence in this proves that the production on Down Under is lacking, because this already did a better job telling her story than her entire season.
Absolutely.
Like,
agreed.
She's funny. And that
she was the
silky,
most dynamic.
Really funny.
So funny.
Hilarious.
And that could have been a moment.
Yeah, it could have been like, oh, that's not funny. It could have been a very Crystal Versace, like, oh, you're just being a bitch.
Yeah, and that could have been a, don't joke about that.
Yeah. But
could
it
have been
was,
a don't joke about that moment, you know?
It was back row. It was a little more, it was funny.
It was funny.
And, is it because you're not fit? And then. Yeah.
Just the delivery of that, too, like, so innocent seeming, too. It wasn't like, yeah.
Yeah,
I do like Anita Wiglet. I liked her in Down Under. I thought she was unfairly eliminated. Like, literally, they were like, let's kill the bitch immediately. She won Snatch Game, which I was like, why is Snatch Game winner going home this early in the competition?
It was weird.
She shows up. I'm not gagging over the Eleganza, though.
No,
No, she needs to step up her look game, and that's going to be challenging because some of these girls have insane outfits.
I mean, they all bring it at a 10. She came in at a 6.5, you know?
Oh.
But, you know, the 4 points she makes up for, like...
So you're saying, so clearly my look is on the 10, girl, and you're on the 1. So let me get into your head. That's what you're saying? Do you know what I was just...
I'm introducing a straight friend to Drag Race.
Oh yeah.
And I'm because you know, community service.
I believe the straights are our future. Treat them well and let
in
them
the
lead
arms
the
of a gay man. And we were watching season 5, and I got to the part where we get to that quote that you love so much. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Wait, in season 5.
Season 5.
Oh, Alyssa Edwards.
What's the quote?
I can talk to people all day long. But the second you say this is the script, hear the words, say it, game over. And did they like it?
Yeah, they love it. I introduced him to season 4 first, and now he's hooked.
I love season 4.
Now he's hooked.
So good. Okay, so Silky, I mean, look, Silky comes in looking absolutely Gorgiania.
Oh my Silky.
And her look later should have put her in the top.
Silky, silky, silky.
Silky, silky now. I mean...
I gotta be honest. This is between family and the live, and later in the podcast when you whatever.
Right, and the thousands of people who would download it.
This is between us, between family. I was nervous about Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache in the competition.
Oh, you know, I wasn't.
Really?
No, because like after her, like she literally, you know, the lip sync off in All Stars 6 is when she like, she just like figured out what she wants to do in drag.
I mean, her looks haven't been the most polished.
Sure.
So I was a little nervous. I was like, oh no, is her taste level catching up to her superstardom?
Yeah.
And she shut me all the way up. She shut me all the way up. She's incredible. Way up to 100. She shut me the fuck up. She showed up and I was like, oh.
I would have put her in the top and maybe the top 2 because the thing she wears later.
We're not there yet.
I know, but I just have to say the thing she wears
Don't talk about that.
Okay. Next, we have Raja O'Hara coming in.
Oh my
looking
gosh.
Looking gorgeous in the silver chrome look. Love.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. What about her coming to America confessional?
Best look.
I mean,
That's drag.
That is drag. Zamunda.
She really came into her own. Season All-Star 6 changed her.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to be the girl that was mean.
Yeah.
She used to be just the mean girl, and now she's like, oh, she's
incredible. It's that self-awareness. It's that self-awareness for me, honestly. It's like her realizing that she had a lot of work to do and her doing the work, and you see that sparkle, that magic in Canada versus the World. She really is such a ray of light on this season.
I miss her. I want her to be a little more salty. Like, she's so sweet. She can be a little saltier.
Who do you think is going to be the villain this season?
The villain.
Because right now it's very kumbaya, very sort
it
of
is.
Like, we all love each other vibes.
I wonder. Oh, my God. I'm looking
everyone
for girls
in
now.
The chat, let us know who
maybe
the villain
Rita.
Is
be. Rita's the bitter old lady, right?
Oh, not the bitter brigade.
Yeah. She, I think it's Rita. I'm probably wrong because the way they edit her in this episode is like, Jesus Christ, they love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe she'll fall from grace, you know, like when India Farah won the first challenge.
Okay,
in All
people
Stars
are saying.
5.
Wait, who?
Oh, India God. Farah.
Lol.
Remastered, rebuilt. India 2.0 is here.
You love her. Stephanie Prince, people are saying, okay.
Oh my God. We have to talk. Okay. We have to talk right now about Vanity Milan. I think the winner of this season.
You better shut your mouth.
She's who I want to win. I'm really here for Vanity. Look how gorgeous she is.
She's stunning. She's stunning.
She's perfect.
God. And also, like, here's the thing. Vanity Milan did so well in her season.
Yes.
But she does not get her flowers
and no.
Uck 3. Like, she does not...
Hate when you say that.
What? Three?
Uck.
Well, that's what it's called. Uck 3.
She did not...
You don't want me to say the name of it? It's... What the hell's wrong with
it? It's neither here nor there.
No, bitch, it's everywhere. What the fuck do you mean?
No, I wasn't talking about your weight gain. That's not, I wasn't talking about that.
You know what? You're lucky the fans aren't on this chat. You're lucky the Oscar fans are not on this chat. You would be crucified.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Listen, okay, Vanity is amazing. She could have easily been in the top four, right? Because UK sometimes has a top four, sometimes it has a top three.
Absolutely.
So I love her. I'm so excited she won.
She's great. She's great. And like, truly, you know, her season, what was her legacy in Uck 3?
She was like the best lip syncer, I think.
Right. Maybe the assassin.
If not, she was definitely assassin. And she's one of the best lip syncers in UK. It's like her and it's like her taste in Black Peppa.
Thank you. The hashtag still stands. Hashtag cancel mono. Absolutely.
Watch Minx too while you're at it. Watch Minx as right after canceling me, nothing does the body good than like a binge of Minx on HBO Max.
Do it. Do it. The scandalous lip sync, absolutely. It is one of the best lip syncs in the franchise, I believe.
Oh, yeah. So fucking good. Wait, that's her and Crystal?
That's her and Scarlet Harlot.
Oh, yeah. Work. Yeah, that's a fucking hot lip sync. I also like hers with Crystal Versace, too.
Yeah.
Dula Peep. Victoria Scan. What do you think?
What do you think?
I really like her. And I'm glad that like right in the first episode, she's like, we need to talk about how queer women don't get included in gay male spaces. So I want more of that.
You know, I'm going to say this. She got me questioning myself in a lot of ways.
Okay.
I said, I'm going to say she's the trade of the season. Victoria's Gone to me is the trade of the season. Absolutely, hands down. I
get it.
Her confessional look, I said, oh, yeah. Lord. Oh my gosh.
You were like, oh my gosh. You were, baby, you were Pizza Hut because you were like, I might be Pan. I might be Pan.
I might be Pan. Sorry, not sorry, but.
I love it.
I might be Demi, bitch.
Girl. Yeah. Demi Lovato hole. That's what we're going to call you.
Oscar comes out as bi. I might, you know what? I might be bi curious after watching Victoria Scott. I mean,
I get it. She was so discounted God on her season. Damn.
Well, she didn't have, she, girl, she left didn't have after,
time. Yeah, her knee got killed.
Her knee got killed.
Really? She killed her knee.
She did. Assassination.
Her knee jumped off the ledge. Yeah, I really like her. She looks gorgeous. This is beautiful. She always looks cool.
She looks good. Stunning. And she's so great. There's something really cool about her. Again, her like conversation about, you know, lesbians in queer spaces and how they're not accepted. It's interesting to me. I was recently talking to someone. This little tidbit made me so sad for some reason.
Was it the mayor?
I'm not you, bitch. and it didn't crack after. I was talking to someone about the Eagle. Eagle in Los Angeles.
The gay bar.
The gay
There's
bar.
There's a couple of them.
There's a couple of them, you know, nationwide. But the
Very
Los Angeles
centric
one.
Gay experience. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But then they have a lesbian night Wednesday. They used to have a lesbian night Wednesday nights, and they then regulated they sort of demoted lesbian night from like Wednesday night to like Sunday afternoon, and I thought that was like so sad.
That's trash.
You know, and I was like, that speaks volumes to me. That speaks volumes to me. We as a queer community need to like really be a community and like really, I mean, they were in the forefront of the, you know, gay rights movement in the late 60s.
Absolutely.
And we have completely isolated.
The Black Cat happened even before Stonewall.
That
was in Silver Lake led by queer women and lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And people died. People died at the Black Cat. People didn't die?
No, they didn't. Derek, no, they didn't.
But that was fighting for gay rights.
No, they didn't, girl. No, shut up. Read a book. Arthur! Hi, Arthur!
I agree. It's trash. And we need to be more inclusive. And we need to challenge like the West Hollywood vibe of like boys, boys, boys.
It's so toxic. I, you know, as we are, I think there's a lot of privilege being cis and gay. And we don't look at other people. Like, I think they haven't. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say I'm cis, but I mean, cis white gay people aren't thinking about community. They're thinking of themselves as community. You know, when you think of community, I think they want their community reflected on who they are. But like, I think our experiences and the fact that we do queer world and, you know, all that stuff is much broader than looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, this is community for me.
And we've talked about that. And it's born also out of our own experience because like, when we enter the traditional cis male white gay spaces, you know, we don't belong there, or we certainly aren't made to feel comfortable.
No.
So I think that a weird, beautiful thing about our experience is I think we came up embracing people, anyone who's estranged by their gender or weirdos, you know, which has been like a
that
very
part.
Good thing.
That part. Absolutely. I think too. Yeah. I think my queer experience and like, that's why I gravitate as a label, like queer over like gay is because a lot of my experience, a lot of my community was not just gay cis males. It was the others. It was the people that weren't sort of like the poster child for the gay experience. You know, I grew up during the time of like the twink madness of the early aughts, you know?
Oh my God.
So like I never saw myself.
Twinkvasion.
Yes. I never saw, and nothing against twinks, absolutely. They're family as well. But like, it was like you, in order for you to be gay, you had to look exactly
absolutely.
Like this. And no matter how much weight I lost, no matter how I tried to look or tried to dress, I could never be white, you know?
I dare say our bodies are not white. You know what
yeah,
I
no,
mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah. We're not
a white male body.
But then it's like, what is it saying, right? It's essentially saying that our bodies aren't built to be gay. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? To be part of the community. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, I have someone on this chat, Arthur, who I went to school with, who mm-hmm. I'm gonna gas you up, Arthur, right now, and saying Arthur was such a huge part. I went to school, we went to college together. Was a huge part in
you
my queer community.
Uh-huh.
In school, you know?
Yeah.
We were part of like the alt scene. We weren't part of like the beautiful people of this. And I love that about us, you know? I love that we were part of the alt group. And to me, it made me love and appreciate my own queerness and my own weirdness and how they go hand in hand, you know? It really made me understand that being queer is a political statement, you know? And we live that every single day.
Yeah, I love that. I literally think it's like the people who helped me appreciate my queerness was like you and Betsy, you know?
Yeah.
Like people who are queer. Yeah, queer in like obviously different ways, but queer and like living in their own vibration in a way where I'm like, if they're so liberated in their vibration, why can't I be? You know, you know, like watching you or really you, I'm just thinking of you and Betsy, but like watching you like be your truest self and like, you know, everyone fucking loves that about you. And I'm like, well, then why can't I let me do me too?
Well, you know why? We've had conversations about this.
Yeah.
You know? Because we just didn't fit the mold. But it takes someone to live their life authentically themselves for it sort of gives you permission to live your life authentically as well. So our gay experience, our queer experience is built upon other people's queer experience and their truthfulness, their honesty, and their sort of existence in a public way that have built me to be the queer person that I am.
And we, unfortunately, because gay male culture is trying to replicate white pop culture.
Yes.
So they're trying to replicate that, which is why if they can't get out of the loop of living this white cishet experience, like, or co-opting it, or, you know what I mean? Like, that makes them feel more validated.
Absolutely.
They have trauma, too. They have trauma, too.
Absolutely. I'm not here to shut it down. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is, like, they can't get out of that loop, so we sure as hell can't get
that part.
In that loop.
That part. And a lot of that is, like, embracing, enjoying, experiencing the lesbian community in these spaces, because look at the amount of magic we're being deprived by not allowing them in our spaces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They deserve a seat at the table. Why are they sitting with the kids?
I don't know.
It's unfair. And Victoria Scone, like, I love that she's in this competition. She deserves to be in this competition.
Yeah.
And she has such great things to say about her.
She has a really clear
experience.
Point of view. Yeah, she has a great point of view. And she's kind of letting her talent speak for itself.
This episode, I will say, this episode of Canada vs. the World, I like got very emotional. I got very emotional because I'm going to be honest. Oh, God. I'm going to be honest. This is a very tough time mental health wise for me in terms of like what's going on in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And like what message that's being communicated across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And like what it means to be in these spaces, right? Like what, like we aren't safe. Oh girl, I'm going there. Like our sanctuary.
Yeah.
Is being threatened. You know, like our safe spaces are being threatened. Our sort of our existence where we can be ourselves, where we don't have to worry about the outside world reacting to us, hating us, is being threatened. You know, we can't even be safe.
Even when we try to go to the sanctioned safe space that was built out of necessity because they didn't want us to do it in public.
Like, we're not safe.
They can't even let us have that.
You know, I went through all of this trauma, all of this work when the Pulse shooting happened. And this happened again. And it just reminded me that we're never safe. We've never been safe.
No,
we will never be safe.
You can't hold another same-sex person's hands or a queer-presenting person.
Yeah.
And feel safe no matter where you are. You could get killed for it.
And it's interesting because it's so much of the queer experience in my, where I'm at in my queer identity is my political action is to live my life authentically, is to spread joy and spread love. Like that is to me, the way my act of rebellion against a cishet white society where that's coming into direct conflict with violence and murder. And all these spaces that we are allowed to be ourselves, where we're allowed to spread joy, where we're allowed to be free. Now we have fear that is attacking
us.
You know, people aren't going to spaces because of fear. Like I'm scared going to spaces because you just never know what's going to happen.
It's scary. And I mean, this is also something that there isn't space to talk about it now, but I think it's very interesting that, you know, queer men overpowered this monster in a way, and they stepped up to the plate in a way that the cops have proven unable to do so when a mass shooting was happening in a school. And I just think that's very interesting that these people who have been villainized and demonized and, you know, people who have been derided as not male enough, let's say, are the ones who stepped up to the plate and did their best to protect each other when something was happening. I just think that's very interesting. That's obviously a part of the conversation we can have later.
I mean, I'll just say this to your point. Absolutely, we have to get on with the show. But the last thing that I'll say is to your point, if that isn't the encapsulation of the queer experience, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Care of ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's magic in that. There really is. I mean, like the fact that normal society has literally turned their back on us, that there are people in power who are very vocally wanting us dead. They want to
see,
they are fully endorsing an extermination of us. We still as a community come through and support each other. Another example of that is the monkeypox sort of epidemic that happened. We were able to keep that under control without really the government's help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like we will persevere. We are strong, but we are strong together. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the point of this episode of Canada versus the World. And in a way, I was not ready for that. I emotionally was not ready for that. I wasn't ready for all that melanin talk that they were talking about, which to me, it spoke volumes. The fact that Silky, Raja, and Vanity were the very first all-black girl group in the girl group challenge to me. Like, I got very emotional about that. Mm-hmm. Victoria Scone's conversation about lesbians in queer spaces got me very, very emotional. It's interesting in like a dumb reality TV show like Drag Race, we're still making political statements. And I hope people were listening. I really hope people were listening. And I really hope people were absorbing the amount of power that we have, because our existence is powerful. Mm-hmm. Despite all of that, we are still able to persevere. And I want to remind every single queer person out there that we are all very powerful together.
And now we're going to pass around the collection plate.
Oh my God.
That's at Mono Gapian.
You're so stupid.
And at Ozzymo. Okay, let's give snaps to this bitch, Brooklyn Heights. Come on.
She's never looked that ever.
No. And she even said, she's like, this is the best thing I've ever worn.
Yes. I mean, everything she's worn has been like...
She keeps stepping up her puss.
That figure.
I know.
How rude.
Rude. Yeah, she looks fantastic. She's figured it out. I really like her. And I think this season, she's actually going to be the Rue figure, because that's what pisses me off about Canada generally, where it's like, you go be the host this time. It's like, no, she's the host. No.
Yeah. And she's really good at it, I think.
She is. She's gotten fantastic.
She's gotten better. She wasn't in the first season.
So let's talk about Team Touché's version of Bonjour High, the comedy girls.
Yes, the camp queens version.
Anita.
The camp mix, if you will.
Yeah.
Did you like this song?
Yeah.
Would you download it? Would you stream it on Spotify?
No, but in terms of Drag Race songs, I was like, mm-hmm. this is a fun beat, and it's like, there's so much syncopation that like it lets the girls have fun with their lyrics. So like in that way, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to download it, but I think it's a good canvas for the girls. Unlike Clap Back, which from the All Stars 5
I don't even remember
finale.
That.
Clap back, da da da. What you honey me? Clap back. It's a really not good song, and it like it didn't give the girls a great chance to get a verse. So, but I think
Charmaine, can you need to close her mouth? You know the answer is no. Why are you asking questions? You know the answers too.
I liked it. I liked their coordination, and their lyrics were fun. The lyrics were fun and funny. Even Rita made me laugh. I was like,
wasn't impressed, love.
With the lot of them or Rita?
I thought Anita was funny at the beginning, but I really wasn't living for any of them. I thought they were the weakest ones. I think Rita's look was bad. Victoria Scone probably was the better one. I mean, the soggy bottom thing is very, very funny.
Yogi?
I think Victoria was my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. She was fantastic. She looked
Rita,
really good, too.
I guess. I don't know. Rita, I was just a little like, okay, girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I also got to say, though, I love this girl group challenge.
Thank you, Katie. I also don't get it with Rita. Okay.
Me neither.
Katie.
I really like the 3-on-3-on-3. This did a great job storytelling quickly in the first episode.
Yeah.
And obviously, they picked their own groups, but I did love, like, Melanin v. Canada v. Camp. I was like, this is fun.
The three C's, bitch.
Oh my God. Okay, what do you think of Canada? They were the worst somehow.
Hands down. Was Kendall the worst of the three? The answer is yes. I'm surprised you took this one to answer.
I was torn. I'm biased. I like Stephanie so much that, and I was like, I liked her. Like, am I way off?
No. I liked her too. She didn't stand out though. She didn't stand out to me. You know,
right.
It must be hard for Stephanie Prince. I, we're talking about representation. I think the theme of Canada versus
Asian.
The world.
Girl.
But like, let's talk about that for a second.
What Vanity felt
in UK 3 is literally what Stephanie Prince is going, especially after coming out of a season with so many Asian representation in the cast. Canada versus the World 2 had Asian representation, you know?
Yes. And I guess to be fair, you know, there's only 9 girls and 6 of them are BIPOC. That makes me happy.
Sure.
But yeah, it's weird.
You know, you wouldn't feel intimidated being the only Asian. That's gotta affect your gameplay. I think that's gotta affect
it's
the way.
It's weird.
That
It's a lot of imposter syndrome where you're like, I don't even belong here.
And also, the bitch didn't even make it that far. Yes, Stephanie Prince deserves a spot. She was robbed in the season.
Yeah.
But she didn't make it very far at all. So, like, on top of that, on top of being the only Asian queen there, like, she's, the odds are really stacked against her. And I'm so glad she didn't go home. Oh, I was so nervous she was going to go.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good point in the chat. I do think it's interesting how ISIS is like, ISIS skews between beautiful and like absolutely insane makeup.
Wait, let me see the lipstick.
Okay, here. Look, sometimes she looks stunning and sometimes she looks like a crack whore who got like a crack whore who ran into Amanda Lepore's plastic surgery office.
Those lips are cool. Those lips are extreme, though. Those lips are insane.
They're a lot. And, like, the eyes, whatever. It's all crazy. Okay, Serb. This was the best team, of course.
I mean, even they didn't have to say a word, and I was sold. The color combination, the wigs, the choreography. I was like, oh. And then Vanity shows up.
Vanity.
She's like, okay.
She killed them, and she made pizza. The word pizza, pussy, and hot. And that's what I'm here for.
It was so out of this world. And I've never seen that much talent from Vanity in her season. And isn't it funny how, girl, what is going on?
Something got in my eye.
Someone squirt in your eye?
Someone was squirking like a chirpalica. Okay. I'm okay.
Anyway, for Amano's eyes rudely interrupted me. See what happens when you feel supported in a competition setting?
Yeah. 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 I thought they were amazing. I think they should have just made the top two, Silky and Vanity.
I would have put Raja in there too. It should have been top three.
I love it. I mean, I did love Raja and I loved her garment. So let's get into the garments. What do you say?
Yeah.
Should we chirp and burp these?
Let's do it. Are we going to fight? The question is, are we going to fight about looks?
We'll
today?
See. Only time will tell.
We always do. We always do.
We always do. It's a tradition. Okay, here we go. Queen of the world. First up, Anita Wiglet.
Bye. Bye.
I mean, this is a burp. This is a burp. It's a burp. It's a burp.
I mean, girl, what? What the hell? I mean, it's a mercy killing that they made her go first because we just didn't know.
Yeah.
Could you imagine this bitch going last? Girl, what?
You know, it's perfectly fine. It's not ugly.
It's fine. It's fine. She looks amazing. Her makeup is great.
But
does this read as queen of the world to you, though?
No.
The queen of what?
When you see what? I mean,
the
this
queen
is
of what, girl?
Pomona.
So what up?
Pomona, exactly. California. Yeah. She can't. Yeah, it's a burp just because of how good everyone else was. Everyone else was unbelievable.
But even with the challenge, when you say queen of the world, that's the look that you come
up
with?
Yeah, no, this is girl of the world. No, 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 no. This is not a queen.
This is Rihanna. This is only yeah, not even. Not even girl of the world. There's a couple of other girls out there, too.
Rita, okay, she looked great.
Yeah, this
she
is
looked
good.
Rich as fuck.
And still is campy. She's got that campy sensibility with the hot dog scepter.
Right. Her face still looks a bit like a potato with makeup on it.
That is mean.
Yeah, no, that's just me being mean. That's not constructive.
Prison,
it's not it's not helpful. It's just a mean thing I've said.
Someone tag Rita Bag in this, please.
But
let her use the hashtag cancel mono.
Oh,
hashtag.
And then she'll guest on the pod. I'll be like, I live for you, Diva.
Of course, girl. Tale as old as time, bitch.
So this is stunning. This is absolutely a chirp. My God.
Not triangle girls of the world.
Triangle girls of the world.
Oh, Lord.
We are the girls of Dragnometry.
I don't want to put a square on my head or whatever the fuck she said.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, that God. Was you being a bitch. That was you being a bitch. This is absolutely a chirp. It is so
It's
regal.
A chirp, but it's not a caca. I'm not living, living, living.
You don't love the yellows and pinks, daisy,
she looks a hot dog.
Fantasy.
Let's be real. And, that's the point.
And that's mean.
That's the okay. point. She looks like an inverted hot dog. And that maybe that's the point.
Let's talk about Victoria Scone. Get
oh my
these
God.
Cookies.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Really
oh
good.
Oh my God.
Cookies.
She's giving us that glip
milk.
Glip. Mm, mm, mm.
She's giving Vic Scone with the good milk.
That's, she looks like, you know, she looks like the drag version of whatever that woman turned into at the end of The Bread.
You're actually getting a very, very good deal. Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. It's such a chirp. The stacked purple hair, the cookie shoulder piece. Chirp.
It's perfect. It's very her brand too.
Yes.
It's got that camp. It's got the camp aesthetic.
The camp,
as well.
Yummy. She looks
let
delicious.
Let it be known that you can do camp and glamour. It's possible. Okay, Mimi?
It's possible. Kendall Gender.
She looking like Blade in Blade Trinity, but on opposite day. You know what I mean?
I mean, the head is, you're so right. She's giving Jessica Biel in Blade Trilogy. Trinity, Trilogy, whatever.
Not Blade Trinity K Bonet.
The head is stunning.
The wig is cute.
The wig and the
wig
face, unbelievable.
The wig is cute.
I think she just didn't know how hard everyone else was going to go because.
Also, girl, let's be real. The tights fit.
Yeah, the crotch was low, just like Rita.
The crotch
Baga
is giving
the
me
lip
something.
Sync.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm gonna still give it a chirp.
I knew we were gonna fight. I knew we were gonna fight, girl. This is a burp through and through, bitch.
Her
she didn't
face.
Even use the swords. She didn't even use the swords.
That's true.
How are you gonna bring a prop and not use the prop on the fucking runway?
Yeah, I just light chirp for the face.
Thank
Come
you,
on.
Kendall. Look.
Good. Okay, Isis. Come on. This cunt looks so
That's
stunning.
A winner. That's like someone who's won this before.
She's a winner. Yeah.
That is a queen of the North. That's a queen. Not only did she say, oh, I'm giving you queen, I'm giving you queen of the North. Come correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Unbelievable diamond platinum puss.
It's so good.
Over.
And again, her brand, the Ice Queen.
Yeah.
Couture.
She's so good. Mm. And her makeup, she always transforms her makeup. Oh my God. Chirp. Maybe a caca.
She used a sword to hit Stephanie in the face.
What about Stephanie Prince giving Filipina?
Gorgeous-ina. Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Such a chirp.
Giving stunning. Us Pinoy drag, giving us that representation that we need.
I don't care that she's having a hard time putting it on her head. I mean, she kept it on her fucking head.
It's I was living. Chirp. I was living. There's no notes.
It's a chirp. Bantati Malort.
Cute.
I love this.
Cute.
I like this a lot.
Cute, I mean, but I'll say this. Not a stunner.
I think it's like 90% there.
Yeah,
you know what
80,
I mean?
I'm going to say 80% there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like maybe some of the head cage elements.
Yeah. It felt a little DIY, la hokey pokey.
Right. But the bodice and then the quilted dress shit. That's
yeah, that
amazing.
Was stunning. That was beautiful. That was really gorgeous. The yeah. head moment, I was like, need some work. It feels like an incomplete project.
I see. Yeah, but I mean,
bigger
the jewels
crown,
hair.
Right? I think the crown needed to be bigger or something. Or like the space between the beads
yeah.
had to be bigger or something.
You're right.
Yes, very self-made. I mean, maybe her
drag is hard. Drag is so hard because all of that was so expensive, and yet we're still hung up on that little
yeah.
proportion thing.
Yeah, but listen, it's when queens come in and bring excellence to the table, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Then bring
she
it.
She does look kind of like an astronaut. that's a chirp for me.
It's a light chirp for me.
Oh, God. Raja.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
I like this a lot.
This is so good. And again, classic Raja silhouette, giving us pants.
I know.
Fucking and thinking outside the box already.
She made it. It is gorgeous. The
She's
cutouts,
great.
The gems.
She's great.
I would say, though, it's still a chirp
uh-oh,
for sure.
Uh-oh, here we go.
But it could be a nice time for her to surprise us. Because
by not wearing purple?
We've seen a lot of purple.
Ooh,
we've seen a lot
but that's a signature color.
I know, but I just hope we don't only see purple this season. She looks great in it, but I mean, come on.
I get
gotta
that.
See something else.
I get that.
Yeah. Purple I pants, groundbreaking. Okay. Silky Nutmeg Ganache looking the best she's ever looked.
Now, this is the caca for me. This gave us performance. This was drag.
The reveal was seamless.
Oh, God.
Her nipped in. That big bustle, rich.
The wig, too. Can we just talk about that wig?
Amazing.
Beautiful. I mean, this was drag excellence. This was my favorite look by far the night.
Unbelievable.
By
yeah.
far.
And I thought they would have put her at least in the top, if not the top two.
I know.
This.
She was safe, though.
She fucked it up. I know. Chirp. Okay. So we got some tops and bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stephanie and Kendall in the bottom. You don't agree. Gulp.
No.
You don't agree.
Who do we need to trade? Who are we trading?
I probably
would have put in the bottom.
Anita. I would put
you.
Anita
Thank
in
Thank you. Thank you.
Anita and Kendall. Because their looks and their verses maybe weren't as amazing.
Yeah. Easy. Easy, easy peasy. I don't know why Anita was spared.
I did like Anita in the performance, but her dress.
It's got to count for something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she did good in the verse, but not, like, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That would have been more fair. But then we know we would have sent home. I think they wanted the Canada girl drama, right? We know we have four Canada girls.
I think so. And also keeping that tradition with the international seasons, a Canadian girl going home first.
Damn, that is so fucked.
Wow.
And as someone mentioned, Kendall Jenner had the nerve to refer to this as her getting panginaed.
Oh.
Baby, honey.
Honey, you have to be pangina to be panginaed.
You have to win something
Oh.
to be panginaed.
Oh.
You have to be pangina to be pangina.
That's literally what just said.
Like, I'm just saying, like, you have
Why
to...
Why are you copying me? You need
by,
to give me credit when you say something.
I'll let you say it again.
I'll let you say it again, but bitch, you better pay me royalties next time you say shit like that.
Bitch. Bitch. You better pay me royalties for that hair then, because I did it first. I did curly hair first.
I do it so much better.
And yeah. Okay, listen. That really bothered me because it was
I mean, the delusion, girl.
You gotta win.
It's very real.
I'm sorry, but you gotta win multiple times to be Pangina'd. You can't just say, like, I got Pangina'd. It's like,
no. Okay. No.
Now, she is the first finalist to be cut the first week in any All-Star season. That is a guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so. She's the first finalist of a season to be cut first.
Gotcha.
Which is dorks added.
Well, are you sad about it?
No.
Oh.
I feel great.
Oh. You feel great.
Well, again, though, I think it's also partially because, like, she was just on her TV. I don't know what story was left to fill. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, her legacy she'll be fine too after the show. Like, this is not going to ruin her career. Like,
yeah,
she's going to be fine. But yeah, she deserved to go. The right person went home, which I am so glad. I get so nervous about these first episodes because usually a good contender goes home early.
Mm-hmm.
But this one felt right. This one felt correct. I'm glad to see that it is a fair fight. And also, I liked that Vanity was listening to what Stephanie had to say about optics, about what it means to be the only Asian queen. And I really do think that Vanity, someone who has experienced that before, was actually listening to Stephanie, which
Kendall,
I appreciated.
It's sad. I mean, Kendall is, you know, melaninated. She is mixed. And,
sure. Yeah.
But it felt better to see Stephanie get a little bit more time on the show.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's and for the simple fact that Stephanie needs to be given a chance. And Kendall already had her chance. And like you said, did her thing already.
Yeah. Let's talk about this lip sync, which Vanity commits an assassination.
I mean, she brings it to you every ball, though.
What did you think of Rita Baga's comedy forward take?
I was living for it because with a song like that, too. It's like, well, she did it her way, you know? It's like, yeah. I gotta appreciate it. I have to give props to that. She's not gonna do no death drops and dips. Like, she's not that kind of girl.
Yeah.
But she did what she had to do, and she made me laugh. She did some funny-ass shit that I was like, I was not expecting to be charmed by Rita. But, girl, this is Vanity's game. Make way. Make room.
This is Vanity's world.
She's gonna win every lip sync she's ever in the top of. Like,
she's starting a fire on stage with her crotch. It is insane. She's so fun to watch. But you're right. I gotta say, as someone who's a skeptic on Rita, she was funny.
Even
when she revealed that low crotch. That low.
Okay, Flo Rida.
low. Oh my God. Shorty's tights got low. It was very silly. But yeah, I'm glad. Vanity's incredible. Correct.
God, she's going to be tough. Is anyone going to beat her in a lip sync?
No. No, maybe Silky. If Silky's in the lip sync and it's more comedy forward,
yeah, maybe. I guess you're right.
Maybe. But otherwise, I don't know. I don't know who could do this.
I mean, this was
Raja?
Vanity's to lose, but I do think Rita held her own.
Now, who do you think Rita is had in her titty?
I think she sent Stephanie.
Oh, damn.
I think she sent Stephanie.
Drama.
So thank God for Vanity winning.
Drama. My God. Okay.
So now there's three Canadian girls. No.
Two UK.
Wait, no. How many
Canadian girls? Three Canadian girls.
Three
Canadian girls, two UK, one Aussie.
Yes.
Two America.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So.
Still, Canada's still in the lead, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The amount of representation there.
Special shout out to Anjali, who actually gave great feedback on their verses.
Absolutely. Yeah, she was great. And that song, I was
fun
for that song.
Oh my God. I used to download, Anjali had a song on Napster in the early 2000s. I need to find out which one it was, but
She looked 19.
I know.
How old is she?
I know. I don't know. Do the research. Do the thing.
Oh yeah, okay. Anita is from New Zealand, so there is no Australian representation on Heather versus the World.
Damn. Yeah. Wow. Anjali was born in 1983, baby. She just looks stunning. Yes.
No.
Yes.
But
you're not supposed to the next day. Listen, wow. Oscar, where can people
Holy
support
shit.
You?
I'm blown away.
Where can people support you before we say ta-ta?
Okay, so thank you everyone who stayed in the chat. This has been a really great chat. I love all of y'all. I truly do.
It's been great.
But keep following me on Instagram and Twitter for as long as it's left. I mean, who knows? Are you still on Twitter?
I am, but
I'm just going to be there for as long as I...
As soon as it's gone.
As it dies.
I'll...
Yeah.
Bye.
But you can follow me on both those at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. And also, if you have the money, please send it my way at Ozzymo on Venmo. And also, please watch Minx on HBO Max. I'm almost done shooting season 2. Season 2 is fun and very gay. So watch Minx season 1. So you're all cut up when season 2 drops in 2023.
Yes!
Thank you so much, Johnny.
And follow us right here at Drag Herd Podcast on Instagram. If you have extra coins, throw them at me at Mono Agapian. And if you like the Drag Herd Podcast, give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. It really just fills my heart up with joy. And if you really need
And just
your
mention
extra,
me. Mention yeah, me.
Yeah, mention Oscar.
Yeah.
If Good you things, love Drag Herd, remember that we just opened the Drag Herd Cry Sis hotline, where you can call. Operators are standing by to take your voicemail, whether it's a Drag Race hot take, something you want to cancel me on, or
so much.
Just you like yelling. Go ahead and call us at 305-814-3724. That's 305-814-DRAG.
Wow.
I know.
That's
I know. I'm amazing. Till next
okay,
time.
Okay, quick.
What?
Before we end, bitch, any
what?
Predictions on who will win? Let's call it right now.
I'm calling it for vanity. I just wanted to win. Have fun.
I'm gonna say Raja.
That would be a good story. She came so close.
She came
All-Star
so close,
6.
And I think it's her time. I think it's her time.
Yeah. What if it's Silky?
I would love that too. I would love that too.
That would be really fun.
What if it's Stephanie?
I would love that.
Yeah, probably.
Don't say anyone else. Till next time. Let the music play. Okay, bye.
There's no music. There's no music.
I know. There will
be. You can't
be.
Even get a song.
There will be. It's going to be a good one, too. It's going to be one of those Demi Lovato songs that they use in lip syncs, you know?
I really don't care.
Oh. Okay, bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.